I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hailing from Trimble, Tennessee, our next guest is a longtime friend of the show and the man behind one of the most iconic biker bars of all time, the world-famous Full Throttle Saloon in Sturgis, South Dakota. As well as being the guiding force behind Full Throttle Saloonshine. And right now, he's gearing up for another huge year at the throttle for the 79th annual Sturgis Motorcycle Rally. Please welcome, longtime friend of the show, Michael Ballard.
Hey, Mike, what are you doing?
What's up, brother?
I know you're not sleeping, and I know you're not ready.
Man, we don't ever get no sleep this time of year.
No, man.
I doubt we'll ever be ready. You know, I spent 16 years building the other one, so, you know, we're only into three on this one. This will be our fourth rally, but.
Yeah.
Are you guys doing good?
Yeah, everything's great, man. We're gearing up for it. The weather's been great here. Everybody's ready to jump in the fart box and head up to Sturgis and see what you've gotten done over the last year. And, you know, if we don't pull in and there isn't construction going on and people running around screaming, yelling at each other, and there's some tears going on somewhere, then it's not the Full Throttle. Because it's a constant state of flux. It's a never-ending, changing thing. And that's what people, I think, got to see on the television show, is it never ends. There's never a done. There's no finish line.
I think my hardest part is saying no to anything.
Right.
If somebody hollers they want a 10,000-square-foot building 2 weeks before the rally, we dive into it.
You wouldn't be talking about one Jesse James Dupree, would you?
Oh, yeah. He just got here late last week. He's on property now, so he got here yesterday afternoon, and so.
He told me,
I'm glad he's here anyway.
You guys were fighting the weather. You were fighting the weather, and you got that huge building that's going up. The concrete's getting ready to get laid down, and we're this close to the rally, and the whole building's still got to be knocked out.
Man, we just got hammered up here with rain. And of course, as you know, flooding across the whole country.
Yeah.
And we've been, every day, we've just been getting hammered with rain. And, you know, that don't mix whenever you're backfilling buildings and trying to do construction, so it's been a mess.
Well, look, it's the way it's always going to be, I think. It's just, it never goes easy. It's never going to go easy. I don't know of one year where everything was like, man, that was smooth sailing.
I don't either. That's, you know, it's a, we the one thing we do is we tackle big projects, you know, and the thing up here is that, you know, the winters are so long, it's such a short time period to get things done in the summer. You know, we only got a short window to get them done. I mean, just even in the month of May, they got three major snowstorms in May here. And I'm talking major, like up in part of the hills was 3 feet deep. So that just kills you. You know, you go in, you got June and July, and that's it. You got about 60 days there to do stuff.
And 21 days to go. 21 days, 18 hours, 23 minutes, as a matter of fact, until Sturgis officially starts. Now, the bands have been booked. The cabins, I know that Jesse's out of cabins. Do you still have any cabins to rent?
Yeah, Angie told me we got 8 cabins left on property to rent.
They'll be gone today.
She told me that yesterday. So yeah. We're out. We're on our way out of them. So
now,
it's going to be a great year. And campground's doing great. But, you know, I mean, everything out here is so green. The one good thing about the rain, man, it is so beautiful right now. Everything is so green. I mean, so we're going to be able to have the campfires this year at the, you know, in the campsites, and so that's always makes it cool when you look out over the campground. Everybody's got their campfires going and grilling out, and getting ready for the concerts, you know, that night, and it's just awesome.
Well, you're talking about tens of thousands of people, the Full Throttle Saloon and the Pappy Hoyle Campground. You're talking about a city unto itself where everything is enclosed in itself. I mean, if you didn't want to go ride, if you didn't want to leave the property, it would not be hard to get away with that. There's plenty to do. There's Olympic-sized swimming pools, and bands are playing in the biggest motorcycle bar in the world. And, you know, you've got places for your cabins, your RVs, your tour buses. You've got your own grocery stores and liquor stores. You've got your own entertainment going on inside, outside, the Wall of Death, the Ball of Death. You've got Goats games with I don't know if you've ever been to a Port-a-John pole,
Mickey, no, I've not.
With a motorcycle. Not really. At the moment, it's called the Esser pole.
Mm-hmm.
It's always popular. You've got, so it starts with stuff like that. You've got Billy Lane out there with the dirt track antique racing. You've got Bone and Knox with their fully automatic weapons out there. You can go shoot. You guys every year gets a little weirder, a little more over the top. And the bridges, did you get the engineering done with it? How are the bridges looking?
Yes, yeah, so we're scheduled to set the big bridge next week in place. So
great.
If you get here this year, it'll be up.
I can't wait, because that's the touch of the old one. That was the one thing that got brought over, because it was still structurally sound, were the big bridges that were on either side of the original full throttle, because this is the 20th anniversary.
Yeah, 20 years. You know what? I've never kept anything for 20 years. This is probably the only thing in my life that I've had that long.
Yeah.
You know, no matter what it is.
Yeah. And by the way, speaking of that, how is Miss Angie?
Man, they are. Angie's doing great.
The kids
are doing great.
Great.
Emily's, if you can believe it, so Emily's 5 and she starts school this fall. So
that's crazy. That's crazy.
That's quick.
How's Mr. Emmett? Is he still around?
Yeah, Emmett's around. He's just right down the street at a ranch, right down the road here. We haven't brought him out here. We've got to get a cattle gate to keep him off the highway. So,
yeah.
But he's doing great. He's just right down the street. So I'm eager to get him out here, though.
Yeah, I get it, man. Because it's Emmett's the mule that lives out there,
okay.
And because I've got a couple of ducks that live out at the land at Disgrace Land, and then the deer that you feed every day, and you start to see the same turtles or the koi fish or whatever, and it's just a strange thing. And Angie, and that's I think how we ended up being better friends is she has this deep love for all things animal, and so she is just always bringing something home.
Yeah, like we got about 10 cats now and about 7 dogs, and now she's out here trying to tame the rabbits that are running around in the fields out here. She starts feeding them, and she's got one of them boy right within 2 feet of her right now. That I'll give her a couple more days, she'll be holding it in her arms.
You know she will. You know she will.
Yeah.
Now, so what's new at the throttle this year? I was trying to explain to somebody about the bar and what it took to make that inside bar. And it's much like the Grand Canyon or the Mona Lisa. To tell you about it will not give you the correct picture. There's no words I can lay out to tell people about the intricacies, the enormity, what it took to weld that bar together on the inside.
Man, there's so many man hours in it. And The one thing about it is if you sit back and watch though, there's a lot to take in when you come in there. There's just so much of it, but it's weird. As soon as the people walk through the front door, their mouth drops open, and the phones are out and on the cameras and the picture starts. You know, it's just like but they just love it. It hits home with everybody. It hits home with blue collar America with all the machinery that's inside that's incorporated and welded into the bar tops and in the bars and just all over the walls. And it just really hits home with a lot of, especially, our clientele, we're all blue collar America. I mean, and it's a hot rod guys that love hot rods and motorcycles and cold beer. And, so it fits our complete clientele and who we are, And, I was just looking around the other day I'm starting to get some of my motorcycle collection. I lost 27 Harleys in a fire.
I know, man.
So all of my bikes, that was the one thing I always held on to was all my bikes. And so I'm starting to get a lot of the bikes back now, and I got bikes on the walls now. We got Harley engines all over the walls and on top of bars. And I went downtown to have lunch the other day, and I was in another so-called biker bar. There wasn't one motorcycle on the wall. There wasn't one motor on the wall. There was absolutely nothing motorcycle in the place.
And
I felt like I was sitting in an Applebee's, and here we are in Sturgis, South Dakota, which is supposed to be the mecca for all everything, motorcycles. And the place is just taking it's just taking its stride now, and it's starting to morph into what it should be, So it's exciting to sit back and take all of that in now. I'm starting to realize all the hard work now after, for 4 years of walking into a grass field out here. So now the detail stuff is starting to really come together here.
Well, and that's the thing is it was such a terrifying endeavor to lose after the 75th, the original throttle for all of us, especially you, the guy who not only had emotionally invested in it, but financially so deep And then, you know, we all know what how it went down. You know, the fire takes it all after such a successful rally. We all walked out of that rally that year feeling so good about it because it was the biggest one yet, the most amount of people attended. Everything looked so good. We all had great laughs. It was just a success on every level. And, you know, just months later, you know, all of a sudden we get the I get a call that the throttle's burning. And then we all thought the same thing. Ah, well, they'll get a hold of it. It'll be a piece of it, and it'll be another story to tell, and it'll be fine. But then by morning, you realize it's gone. And then the realization of that, and then the internet starts going, oh, it must be arson. And you go, yeah, that's what you do. You burn down a successful business. I don't know what kind of schools these guys went to, but you burn down the terrible business. Not to mention the fact there was no insurance. Then the ATF rolls up, and it's just, it's insulting, and you're losing all of this emotionally and all this financially. And finally, they get it through their thick heads. You go, guys, there's no insurance. And they're, oh, I guess you're not a criminal, Mike. And so they go, and to their credit, at least they did stick around and tell you how it happened. At least they figured out, and, you know, not that it changes a thing, but there's at least, I feel like, some closure knowing how it went down.
Yeah, so when the ATF got, I came in that next day. I was at home in Tennessee when it happened. I jumped a plane at 6 a.m. I landed. I finally got here at noon. And when I got here, the ATF was on property, and it was all taped off like a crime scene. And so I come up on property, and the head guy of the ATF, it was the first time the ATF's ever been in South Dakota, was over there.
Yeah.
So once we got into it, we sat over to the side, sat down for a little meeting. They got into it, and then when they found out that I was self-insured, it was, you know, it just, the whole demeanor changed in everybody there. So at that point, they couldn't do anything without my permission. So the main guy goes, listen, I've got a lot of guys here from Minnesota, and I've got a lot of guys here, and some more people that are coming. This would be a great training experience for them. You know, is it okay if we continue to go do it? I said, hey, I want to know what started the fire as anybody. So we had to go down to my attorney's office, get some paperwork drawn up and sign off on. I gave them permission to do the investigation, which took them about a week. And then they figured out, it was pretty amazing, but they figured out exactly where it started and how it started and everything, you know?
Yeah. So. And it's just, but I mean, even I was so angry because, you know, the internet's filled with a-holes. And so, when somebody is experiencing such a loss, and you, first and foremost, you and Ange and Jesse, and then, you know, there's no way to not feel part of it, man, after being there every year with you guys and being really concerned about how it was going to play out, what would happen with you, what would happen with the throttle, would it ever come back? And then the decision was made to bring the Full Throttle Saloon back. And then that just opens up a whole nother big mess of problems. Where does it go? How does it get built? What do you make it look like? Who's going to build it? Can it get done in time? These are things like nobody ever considers when they're on their little typewriter at home and sitting in their parents' basement, what it takes to move monumental things like this and to make that happen.
Yeah, people don't, you know, the one good thing about it, like it was so devastating to us. I mean, and it took me a minute to figure out, you know, I mean, because, you know, I'm in my 50s, so for that challenge to step back up to the plate for that kind of a challenge again after doing everything that I'd done before was really tough. But the outpour from the customers that come to Sturgis every year and the people that are actually, you know, that are loyal to the brand, that, I mean, that's what throws everything over the top. After about two solid weeks, and I'm telling you, they didn't let up. They wanted it back. They wanted it. They offered people. I mean, people were offering free. You know, we'll fly out there and work for you know, a month for free. Just we got to get, you know. And it was so that right there is what really brought it. Even though we, you know, you got the guys, some of the guys on the internet or people on the internet that are like that. The outpour of good-hearted Americans is what throwed us over the top to say, hey, let's get back in it, you know.
And the 20th this year, Cheap Trick is up playing. Of course, Jackal's going to be there. I mean, Cold Ford. I mean, I was looking through the shows, and I'm like, this is going to be a great time. Tech N9ne is taking over a whole weekend, the last weekend of Sturgis. So this is going to be a great celebration this year. I'm really excited about who the bands are going to be, who's playing. Brett Michaels has always been a great part of it, man.
Yeah, Brett Michaels, yeah. We got Brett, and we got Song Hat, we got Saliva, we got Slaughter, Molly Hatchet back, and then we got Colt Ford, the Lax, Bret Michaels, Cheap Trick. I mean, we got a really good. And then we got our house band is Blandini with George Lynch for 5 nights straight on closing the night out on the inside stage. So, and that's going to be a fun show every night. So, I mean, we got some great bands this year. It's been a struggle getting them this year, but then all of a sudden it just kind of popped into play. You never know, you know.
Well, I'm excited as always am to see what's new, what's happening, and see what cast of characters still show up. What about Stir Fry High? Because he's such an iffy, bitchy little man, and I love him. But goddamn, I've never seen a guy run hot and cold like that in my life. He's one of my favorite people in the world, and I'm always like, what is wrong with you, you crazy little bastard?
He's from one extreme to the other.
Man. Yes. You
know, it's an in-between. It's stopping wide open with that guy. There's no different. He's got no other gears except stopping wide open.
And didn't you meet him at a – did you meet him at an airport?
He actually had been coming to Sturgis a little bit, and then I can't even remember where I met the guy at. And then he actually had set up downtown cooking – in the past, and then I ended up getting him a spot at the Throttle, and boom, it was on. Man, it was just, you know, it was an instant friendship, and
sure,
he just kind of became one of the family members, you know.
How's Goat?
Goat's doing great, man. He's been out swinging. He's been out doing sales. He's on his way back to Wisconsin. He's been in Wisconsin doing ride-alongs with our distributors and getting our moonshine and stuff out in the markets. And
great.
So he's back tonight, and he's getting geared up, getting ready for the games. We got, you know, the 24th is our UTV and ATV rally. It starts the 24th. So that's going to be that one's really juicing up too. So we go straight into that from the 24th through the 28th, and then we roll right into the Sturgis rally. So
God.
I've got a guy named Al McBeth. Look him up. He's like world record holder. He's going to be doing some jumps out here, 200-foot jumps on a UTV.
Jesus Christ. Oh, is he going to be there during the rally, or is he just going to be there during the UTV rally?
Supposed to be just the UTV rally, but he came out the other day and he fell in love with the Black Hills, and the boy's been texting me every day, and just a great guy, and he's digging the Black Hills like crazy. So he's talking about, I think he may want to stay and do some riding and, you know, have some fun. So,
well, that UTV is such a great idea. So you think about all the guys we know, like Nikki rides four-wheelers. Mm-hmm. Imagine if you go up in the Black Hills and have your own rally, just like Sturgis, only for four-wheelers, for UTVs. So you know, all the Rangers and the Razors, all the you know, the open cab and the closed, all that stuff, it's perfect. And you think about the thousands of miles of trails to go ride in the beautiful Black Hills.
We've got over like 2,500 miles of trails in the Black Hills for UTVs. And then we got, now on the property, we got the mud bog. We dug a big mud pit. We got the mud bogs. We got obstacle course racing for them. I mean, we got, and like I said, we're doing tons of games with UTV stuff. I mean, you know, and we got the Lax is playing here on that, you know, for that. We got vans all week for that. So this is our second year, but we have completely sold the infield of the saloon out for vendors and people that are coming with doing, whether it's lift kits or LEDs installations and wraps and the stuff, everything. It's just like a Harley Davidson rally. It's just like the Sturgis rally. And so it's blowing up. It's really cool to have that rally too.
Oh, listen, I got 15 or 20 friends, Mike, that's what they do. They have both those. I mean, we've all got them, cause I've got the Line of Disgrace on. So I've got one of the Rangers, but like a bunch of my friends ride motorcycles and they've got those. And it just depends on the day, on the temperature, on the rain, on what's happening, on which one they're going to get into.
Yeah. You know, we've got people coming for the UTV rally that's camping, that's got their RVs. And they're staying all the way through, because they're bringing their bike and their UTV. They're staying all the way through the Sturgis rally and the UTV.
Good God.
All the way through it.
Are you still offering free tattoos at the Throttle?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. We never missed a year with that. So that was one good thing, that we never missed a year. And it's crazy. People are like, they are having to make appointments for the next day. I mean, at 6 a.m., I'm coming here at 6 a.m. and they're lined up out the door for it, you know, getting the free tats and stuff. But it's humbling to see that, you know what I mean?
Sure.
People line up to put your brand on, you know, on the body for life. And so that's just the fan base and the type of people, you know. I hope that in the future, as these younger kids grow up, that they don't lose the lack of respect and you know, I get nervous about brands when I look at the younger people, because some of them are not into, they're not into the hot old muscle cars and the hot rod cars like we were into, and so it's a little bit nervous, you know, watching what's going on in the world today.
But, well, I think it's always going to be that way, Mike. I think our parents and our grandparents felt that same way, but it's always going to be around, man. There's always going to be outlaws and people who don't want to fit into the world. There's always going to be a world for people who want to live in a cul-de-sac in a very sweet neighborhood that's very safe and very 9 to 5 Monday through Friday. Oh, yeah, and there's nothing wrong with that. But then there's going to be the other people who don't quite fit in. And we all find our way to motorcycles, whether it's been dirt bikes as kids or muscle cars, or, you know, we end up here because we realize this is a short life and there's a certain way we want to live.
Man, it's one of these things that you cannot explain to somebody until they straddle a Harley Davidson. When they straddle a Harley Davidson, it's it. It's done for life. You're done. It is. The experience of getting on that bike, whether you're riding on the back or driving the motorcycle, it's the freedom you feel. It's, everything goes away. All the pressures, all the worries. You jump on that thing, and 30 minutes later, you're just having a good time.
That's it.
And that is what has made Harley Davidson who they are today. It's the experience you get when you jump on one of them.
Well,
And if you don't think you like motorcycles, just get on one of them for 30 minutes and it'll be it. You'll be all about it.
Well, that's exactly it. What you'll fall in love with is everybody. There's different kinds of motorcyclists, but the one thread that goes through everybody is they want to feel the sun on their face. They want to smell the rain on the asphalt. They want to know that they're out in the world and they're alive. Sometimes it's hot, sometimes cold, sometimes rainy, sometimes dusty. But there's a difference between seeing the world behind a windshield in a climate-controlled car and being a part of this life and going through it and really pounding it into your system, just being alive and being a part of this life. And it really is the common thread. There's hardcore guys and people who just want to ride on the weekends, people that want to just ride when it's sunny, or people that want to ride long distance. But the thread, I believe it's always there. They feel differently when they're out in the world really, truly experiencing this life.
Yeah, I think you're 100% right. I mean, there's no doubt about it. And this is just one experience, like I said. I see it when the rally hits here and the people are camping next to each other and, you know, the next year they're calling and they want to be back by, they want us to put them by their friend. I mean, they've got lifelong friends that they meet here during the rally, the camaraderie that's here, that, you know, with people meeting each other and hanging out with each other. Next thing you know, they're all grouped up and grilling out together. And it's just like, and they're from all different parts of the country, but this is where they all come to meet up once a year. They stay in touch with each other all year long after they meet here. And so it's incredible to watch all of that come down the pipe and see it. And then we get calls for reservations and they're trying, you know, I want to make sure I'm by so-and-so, you know, that they made their reservation yet. We want to make sure that we're beside them.
Yep.
You know, so it's just really cool.
Well, and that's it. What's better than having somebody yell your name when you're pulling up somewhere and then get a big bear hug if you haven't seen each other for an entire year?
I watch it constantly happen. It's just a never-ending thing, the whole entire rally of that exactly what you said taking place, you know.
Yeah. Now, riding motorcycles is always going to be great. Let me tell you what a child I am, Mike. I still get that thrill. You know when you ride at nighttime, the sun's gone down a hot summer night, and you drop into the valley, and you feel that temperature shave off about 15 degrees? Still think that's one of the greatest feelings in the world.
Yep, it is. And it just makes you feel alive, you know. And especially up here, just riding the hills, because you can, you know, I tell people all the time that come up here, because it's hot during the day, and I tell them, hey, that's never been here, I go, you make sure you take a jacket with you, because if you get up in the hills and the sun goes down, it can change quick.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the weather. But you're right, 100%, it's just so cool. It's such a great industry that, you know, we're lucky to have that, because there's so many other countries that don't have the ability to have that kind of experience and the freedom that we enjoy here in this country. and a lot of people just look at it and take it for granted. But, you know, that's one of the good things, too. I mean, one of the things that we pride ourselves here is the military and the veterans. As you know, we got a big deal going on with the Wounded Warrior Projects. They're coming up. They take a big chunk of the ground, and they got all their guys here camping for the entire week. And so that you know, and a lot of the guys that ride, the older guys and stuff, too, there are a lot of vets that are in the motorcycle industry. This country is just such a great country, man. And it's we're actually all lucky that we were, you know, that we're here.
There's no doubt.
We're in America.
There's no doubt, man. I've had that discussion with people so many times going, you understand how lucky you are that you were just born here. You could have been born anywhere on this planet. You got born here. So, and again, that to me is where gratitude comes from. And you're right about the throttle's always been about taking care of veterans, taking care of soldiers, and finding a brotherhood within all of that year after year after year. Jesse and I were just touring the VFW. You know, the National Post is here in Kansas City, the headquarters. And I had no idea how many fights they fight for our soldiers. I thought it was about a bunch of smoky old bars where old guys, you know, go to drink. But the VFW, those guys are in Congress constantly fighting these politicians for the rights of soldiers. These guys are making sure that you know, that these guys have correct funding if they're a little short on paychecks, if they need somebody to help them out with VA paperwork. The VFW is an incredibly important organization, man.
You know, that gives you goosebumps because it's just so hard to find that anymore, you know, and just when you hear these groups that are out there, you know, doing what they're doing and raising money and trying to take care of each other. I mean, listen, these guys have been through experiences that we'll never endure, that we'll never know about, that we'll never experience, which is a great thing for a lot of people. And for the stuff that they went through and have to live with for the rest of their life, the memories of it, the experiences they had over there, it's just, you got to bow down to them, man.
Indeed.
You got to respect them, and we got to take care of them, guys.
I couldn't agree more.
Guys, but there's so many women, too, on top of that. I mean, it's amazing, and we're just lucky that, I mean, I come from the state of Tennessee. You know, we're the volunteer state. We're the volunteer state because the war, there was more soldiers from that volunteered to go to war from Tennessee than any state in the country. So it's you know, I grew up around all of that all my life too, you know.
Well, and it's always, man, when you see men stand up like that. I was just in London. I went to this Imperial War Museum last week. And have you seen the movie Dunkirk?
I have not.
Dunkirk was when we had invaded Normandy, and there was a huge battle that had happened, and we still had, or there were still British troops left at Dunkirk in France on the beach just across the English Channel, and they were pinned down. They couldn't get out. The British military had gone through all of this. There wasn't a way for the ships to get. Our ships were too big. The Germans had bombed out all of the piers that went out into the deep water, so there was no way to get these guys off the beach. And these British men who had already fought in World War I but were too old to fight in the Second World War got in fishing boats, unarmored, unarmed, and rowed their butts and drove them across the British or the English Channel, which is a notorious body of water. And we're talking about 16-foot-long dinghies. And there was one of these still in this museum. And you just thought about the balls it took that old man to get in there and set course for a beach he knew was covered in enemy fire with no armament, no military understanding. And he literally, hundreds and hundreds of these boats at one time, went across and picked these soldiers up, two at a time, six at a time, eight at a time, and brought them home.
Wow.
I mean, it bring tears to your eyes.
Stories like that, there's so many stories of that across the world. It's crazy. And like I said, seeing these guys up here, man, and seeing all the patches on them, the vets and listening to the stories, because you can sit around a bar, man. And I told you that, you know, I've said this before, the one great thing that's inspirational about the throttle and about this about Sturgis is I can walk in a bar and there's a guy there in his early 20s and he's sitting there having a beer with a guy that's, you know, 70, and they got so much in common, you know, and they're so bars are so segregated by age groups these days, but not here. I mean, it's where you got young people interacting with, you know, older vets that are 70. They're talking about, you know, military stuff or the wars, and they're talking about, they're having a beer, they're talking about motorcycles, and they're talking, you know, it's just so great to see that interaction with, so the age groups are unlimited here from one extreme to the other, you know, and
absolutely,
they're all mingling with each other, and they want to meet, they want to hang out with each other.
Yeah.
It is, you know, so it's such a cool thing.
Now, that's you'll fall in love with Sturgis, and we could talk about it all morning, but you got to go there to understand it, much like the Grand Canyon, like I said, or the Mona Lisa. Until you experience, until you go, until you see it for yourself, there's nothing that'll make you understand it. You got to make that run to Sturgis, South Dakota. It is 21 days away, and there's still a few cabins at the Full Throttle. Pappy Hoyle has a few campgrounds or camping sites, I think. I'm not sure if he's out of cabins, but find a way. Find a way to get there at least once in your life. Don't say, I'm going to go someday, because, man, we've all lost friends. We've all lost friends this year. So don't wait. You know what? This life is not forever. Do it this year. Make sure you go out and be a part of it. The 20th anniversary of the Full Throttle, 79th for the rally. And this will be a great year to go, man. I can't wait to see you, my friend.
And you don't even have to have a motorcycle. I mean, there's so much music in Sturgis this year. I mean, if you just go look at all the bands, and not only at our place, but there's several other music venues that are playing. We have buses that go from here to all the other places, back and forth. You got an RV or a camper or even a tent. Show up in your car, pop a tent. We got all-you-can-eat breakfast buffet every morning.
Sure.
Dinner buffets at night. Olympic-sized pools. I mean, you can come experience the rally, and not even if you don't own a motorcycle.
Listen, we don't ride when we get up there. We don't ride till afterwards. You know, afterwards, A-hole Bob and I are going Portland, San Francisco, home. But during the rally, we you know, there's so much to do. If you do ride, you're going to ride to downtown and walk around and then come back to the throttle. So you're exactly right, man. You can have the full experience without a motorcycle. You can go downtown. You can spend an afternoon down there, come back to the throttle, have a great place to camp. You have plenty of food to eat, plenty of places, things to look at. You're never going to be bored.
Absolutely. I mean, it's such a great experience to come out, you know, and enjoy the rally and the music. And it's almost like a giant music festival now, you know?
Yeah.
And there's just so much to do and see and have fun. It's crazy.
Well, listen, 3 weeks I'll see you, my friend. Get to work and die, because it's going to be here before we know it.
I'm looking forward to you, brother. Love you, brother. Y'all be good. And Kansas City rocks. We had a lot of people from KC in, man, through the summer up here on vacation. It's come through. And so you got a heck of a fan base, and what a great city, man, that you guys have there. It's phenomenal.
It's beautiful, man. All right. I love you, brother.
Love you, too.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.